Why we consume. Page 163. Don't believe the hype.
Did you watch Apple's big announcement yesterday? So, right. You know, then there's a new Apple TV, a supersized iPad, and two new iPhones on the way, which is kind of crazy because the last iPhone came out less than a year ago. But we're now programmed to feel like if we don't get the new one, we're missing out on something. So today, we went on the street and asked people to try out the new iPhone and tell us what they think. Now, even though they announced it yesterday, the new iPhone won't even come out until later this month. So what we did was we gave people the oldest iPhone, the original first generation iPhone that came out in 2007 and told them it was the new iPhone. And, well, here's what they thought of it.
Oh, cool. Nice and light. Small. Fits in the palm of my hand. Quite nifty. I like it.
It's got like a higher resolution screen and a much better quality camera.
Pictures are clear and the camera is amazing.
What do you think of the two phones side by side? You have your 6 out here as
well. Yeah, I think this is daintier. It seems like the same weight, even though it's distributed differently.
And what about the size and feel of the phone?
I love the size. It's not too big.
Are you going to consider purchasing this phone when it goes on sale in 2 weeks?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably.
Because it's better than ever before?
You got to have it. Got to always have the new one.
Would you say this is a worthy addition to the iPhone lineup?
Absolutely.
A thoroughly modern new iPhone.
Thoroughly modern. Absolutely.
Finally, we have an iPhone for 2015.
Yes. Absolutely. I can't wait to get mine.
Apple, you've done it again.